Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Bad morning for the deep state. Oh, so bad.
So what is a good morning?
So it is good morning. Yes, it's also Friday. You may have noted. Yeah. So it's a triply good.
Yeah, been waiting on it since last Friday.
Yeah, me too. So anyway, no, this is a very bad morning for the deep state. What is, if you think about it, the main currency of power of these thugs? James Comey, Andrew McCabe, really Barack Obama, Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all the, what is the main way that the deep state wields its power? Trafficking illegally, feloniously, in classified data. And it is a key feature of the two-tier justice system that when they do it, steal it, and either sell it or use it to frame their enemies, mostly Donald Trump, but often people on the right, or control them, no charges are ever filed until now. I can't tell you what a bombshell this is. I've got so much audio in the vault, Lee, from right-wing sources, mm-hmm. CNN particularly, about going, wow, John Bolton, this is bad, okay? This is not Trump just trying to get his enemies and, you know, they're trying to twist something into something it's not to embarrass him and charge him. No, this is very serious what John Bolton has done. But what John Bolton did here, Lee, is so not different from what everybody else got away with. Doing two things, steal classified data. And a lot of these people did it for both reasons, to sell it for profit, as Bolton did, but also to frame their enemies, mainly Donald Trump. It became an unspoken understanding in D.C. You could steal and leak the most, the worst of the worst in terms of classified data, but if you were a member of the Uniparty in good standing, a member of the deep state in good standing, and that hurt Donald Trump in any way, it's okay. No charges ever for you. It was just all very casual. I'll never forget Trey Gowdy grilling James Comey. Are you ever going to charge? I mean, think about this. The whole Russia collusion case against Trump was leaked data. And Trey Gowdy saying to Jim Comey under oath, are you going to pursue anybody who's leaked this? Each instance is a felony. And Comey's like, nah, not really. And it was a form of mocking the other side that this could be done. And so John Bolton was just doing what everybody else was doing. He wasn't worried about it when he sent data over AOL to his wife and his daughter, because he's reading this data, this classified data, like every other day in the New York Times and the Washington Post. We know Comey leaked it. We even know who his cutout was that he passed it to leak it. And there's never any indictment. So why wouldn't Bolton think he could do the same thing? And I've compiled a list of this, Lee. I could spend an hour on this easy. So this is about so much more than John Bolton. It's about whether members of the Uniparty will be allowed to steal and selectively leak classified data, which is a felony, for profit and as a weapon against the right. Also to terrorize the right. Let me give you just a short list of examples. And I'd welcome you to text me any I'm forgetting. I was sitting here this morning going, I know I'm forgetting 20 or 30 of these, literally. Just to give you an idea, just recently. You want to tar Trump's victory against Iran in the bombing. Selectively leak, felony. That's a felony. Selectively leak one minority analyst opinion that the strike might have been ineffective. No big deal. Want to defeat Republican Kevin McCarthy's bid for Speaker of the House? Spy on him and leak details of the affair he had. No one was ever prosecuted for that. Joe Biden stole so much classified data, Lee. It was stored in pallets at the Penn Biden Center and throughout in various locations throughout Chinatown. And Hunter Biden and one of Joe Biden's Chinese employees moved it around. Joe Biden stored so much of it at the Penn Biden Center, illegally garnered classified info. Going back to the 70s, by the way, the Chinese donors were allowed unfettered access to. They left the doors open. You donate $60 million, you could just walk right through there. It's in the closets, on the pallets. Just help yourself. Hunter Biden was allowed to clean out a storage shed full of classified data before an IRS FBI raid. Remember, those IRS whistleblowers were incredibly frustrated because they wanted to raid the shed where they knew the classified data was being held. And yet the DOJ under Bill Barr wouldn't let them do it. They gave Hunter months to move the classified data. Lee, it was so, they were so casual that boxes of classified data were seen just right there in the Joe Biden garage. Yep. In pictures of the car next that they wanted to show off.
It's the Corvette.
Right. So that's the, that is the profit side.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
But you could flip it around and use it the other way. They became like royalty. Remember what we've learned in recent weeks. Hillary Clinton walked off with a thumb drive full of highly classified and top secret data. She downloaded, you can't even look at it outside of a SCIF, which is an enclosed room that prevents spying. She puts it on a thumb drive and walks out of there. What do they do? Okay, let's flip this on its head. James Comey goes, oh no, she's going to lose to Trump. I have to protect her. So what do? They take their data about her stealing the classified data, felony after felony after felony after felony, and they classify it. So if you leak news that you know of Hillary's vast crimes, you go to prison for leaking classified data. You can't speak of Hillary's crimes without going to prison. This is how this is a currency. They traffic in it. And what allows it is the two-tiered justice system. This is Trump and Bondi and Patel saying no more. You will take half the deep state's power if they cannot traffic this way in classified data. We wouldn't have had a Russia collusion hoax were it not for classified data. And then there's this other trick they do. They take things, Lee, that they know are not true, paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign, provided by sources in the Russian government, and they classify it so they can leak it, giving it the imprimatur of, ooh, this must be true. Well, wait, it's classified. Well, you wouldn't classify it if it wasn't true. And remember the prostitute pee story where Trump flies to Russia and gets the prostitutes to pee on the bed that Barack Obama, Michelle Obama slept in? And Putin had that, you see, as compromise on Trump. And so Putin could control Trump because Putin spied on Trump. That was all fake. Damn. They knew it was. They classified it and then leaked it. Well, even if the classified data you have is fake, once you classify it, still a felony to leak it. But they did it to clean it up and make it look real. This has been a felonious game for a long time where some people were beyond the law. And John Bolton went, I can send it on AOL. Hillary did. Heck, remember Huma Abedin and her personal assistant was sending thousands of these emails. We find Anthony Weiner, her then husband's laptop with the kiddie porn on it and national security secrets that have been sent via Yahoo. Does she get prosecuted? No, she's royalty. She's deep state. Until now. See what a big deal this is?
Absolutely.
What'd you think seeing this yesterday? I mean, 18 charges is a big deal.
Well, to me, it's interesting that, you know, this began during the Trump administration, was ended by the Biden administration, and now has returned during the Trump administration.
Yeah, you mean the classified data investigation of Bolton?
Yes, the investigation,
Yeah. And Bolton became very useful to them during the Biden administration.
Because he was so critical, because they could then say, a Trump insider critical of everything that Donald Trump did on foreign policy.
And they marched him around.
Right. Yeah.
He did interviews, by the way, lambasting Trump for possessing classified data, ironically. Data that, by the way, Trump had the ability to classify. John Bolton does not have that.
Yes, yes.
And because Bolton did that, he got protection for his own classified data possession. I just ran through just a couple of examples there. So understand something. What they're doing right now, one of the ways to put the deep state back on a chain, it's going to take a lot, is for people to be afraid again to leak classified data. It's got to happen.
Mm-hmm. It does. I mean, no matter which side of the political aisle you're on, this has got to stop. It's got to stop. It's a threat to the country.
Meanwhile, you know, if you are in the Navy and you're stationed on a submarine, you think that the control panel is really cool, so you take a picture of it and you give it to a friend. You don't even sell it. Oh, you're going to prison for a decade, minimum. And so it shows you how the political class has become royalty. Classified data is valuable. They traffic in it. Now, never forget Hillary Clinton's server, which she deliberately un- and insecured. Remember CrowdStrike testifying? We wanted to secure it for. She deliberately would not let us. Why? Because five different foreign governments accessed the classified data on it. It was how she was selling it to them.
Sort of sounds like a plan, doesn't it, Tara?
For profit. And then she got those massive donations to the Clinton Foundation. So this was Bolton just following the DC profit model. I steal the data. I profit from it by putting it in a book. And I have a feeling he did other things with it, too. I think they all do. And nobody's going to touch me because I'm deep state member in good standing. And that ends. That ends now. I couldn't be more excited. This is so much fun. Yeah. And then the icing on the cake, we get Antifa yesterday, too. Guess they are real, Lee. Can't indict. It's not real. Who knew? All right. Buckle up. It's going to be a great cruise in on Friday. Plus, the good news is it's the last day of the week.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.